WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom mixed with a whole lot of real talk. Ever feel like you're constantly running behind, chasing deadlines, or staring blankly at that to-do list? Yeah, me too. We've all been there, right? That feeling of procrastination creeping in. Laziness whispering sweet nothings in your ear, and suddenly the day is half gone. Well, today, we're tackling this beast head-on. No sugarcoating, just practical, stoic strategies to help you bust through that procrastination barrier and actually get stuff done. Trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll be feeling like a productivity machine, ready to conquer your goals. Now, before we dive in, remember this. Procrastination isn't about laziness. It's about fear. Fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of the task itself. We get caught up in these thoughts, and before we know it, we're scrolling through social media or rewatching that same episode for the 10th time. But here's the thing. Stoicism teaches us to face our fears head on. It's about taking control of your thoughts and actions, even when things feel tough. So, let's break down some key takeaways to help you conquer procrastination once and for all. First up, acceptance. This isn't about giving in to the urge to procrastinate, but rather acknowledging it. Recognize that procrastination is a part of human nature. We all do it sometimes. By accepting this fact, you remove the shame and guilt that often fuel further procrastination. Think of it like admitting you have a sweet tooth. It doesn't mean you'll give in to every craving, but at least you're aware of it. Next, focus on what's within your control. You can't control everything, right? You can't control other people's actions or the unexpected curveballs life throws your way. But what you can control is your own response. Instead of dwelling on things outside your control, focus on taking small, consistent steps towards your goals. Remember that Stoic quote, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." So choose to think positively and constructively about what's in your power to achieve. Third, break down those big tasks. Feeling overwhelmed? Yeah, I get it. That huge project can feel like Mount Everest. But here's the secret. Every mountain is conquered one step at a time. Break down that daunting task into smaller, more manageable chunks. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so scary anymore, right? It's about making progress, not perfection. Now, let's talk about rewards. We're all wired for positive reinforcement, and Stoicism isn't about denying yourself pleasure. Instead, use rewards to motivate yourself. Treat yourself after completing a task, big or small. Whether it's taking a break, enjoying your favorite snack, or indulging in a little guilt-free entertainment, celebrate your wins and keep that momentum going. Finally, practice self-compassion. You're not perfect, and that's okay. We all have off days, moments of weakness, times when we slip up. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Learn from your mistakes, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress is more important than perfection. You know that feeling when you're staring at that blank page, that empty canvas, or that unfinished project? It can be paralyzing, but let me tell you, I've been there countless times. I used to struggle with procrastination like it was my superpower. One time, I had this big article due for a magazine, a really important one. And instead of writing, I found myself cleaning my entire apartment, reorganizing my sock drawer, yes, really, and even trying to learn how to juggle. You can imagine the look on my editor's face when that article was late. It took me realizing the power of those small steps, breaking down the writing into manageable chunks, to actually get it done. And let me tell you, the feeling of accomplishment was worth every minute of effort. So, remember, embrace those challenges head on. Start small. Celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. You got this. The Stoic Mind Gym is all about equipping you with the tools you need to navigate life's ups and downs. Procrastination is a common struggle, but by applying these Stoic principles, acceptance, focus on what you can control, breaking down tasks, rewarding yourself, and practicing self-compassion, you can transform that feeling of overwhelm into unstoppable momentum. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Leave a review if you found it helpful. Your feedback keeps the Stoic Mind Gym running strong. And until next time, remember, you're capable of amazing things. Just start one small step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.